Well, Colin, you've been a member of the choir right since the early days. How did it all begin?
Well, the early days was that I was a founder member and I joined in January of 1971. And how it came about was Joe Easley, who lived in Dandale, and along with Colin Throop, who used to be a Covent Garden member of the Black Lightning Stalls, did the house site, we ran a business, printing business in Whitby. We used to go to Duke of Wellington on a Saturday evening, just for a drink, and they discussed they could form a choir. And they decided to have an open evening in January and try to recruit as many local people as possible to come along. The open evening worked by just people talking to other people and asking to come along that Tuesday evening. Because they were going to form a male voice choir, even though you'd never sang before. And we came along, Colin Throop introduced himself down and said, right, okay, we're going to sing this song. And I always remember the song that we sang. It was Life in the Clear Air. That was our first song. And, you know, to me, it was Chinese because A, I'd never sang that sort of music before. B, I couldn't read music. So it was a matter of just picking it up from day one.
And there must have been some difficulties in the early days, getting the choir together and people perhaps not familiar with music.
Oh, yes. It was a very boring exercise because how we performed today, I learned music, how we did it then was it was a case of we would go through each part, 10 seconds, 10 minutes on basis. But, you know, you could sit there for at least half an hour before you even wanted to know. Because, you know, Colin was going through maybe two or three lines of music, and he'd go through it again and again and again. And then you'd go to the third, and then go to the second tenors, baritones, and then the four basses, they would be wasting over half an hour to sing. And it got very monotonous. Very, very monotonous. And we may have got through two pages of music all night. So you can quite imagine how it was like compared to today where Steve just says, right, gentlemen, we've got a sight read. What I can recall, I think we've been going about 2 years, maybe 3 years maximum. And the SBL tournament was on. It was on every year. And so Colin had decided to enter us in this competition. And so we'll sing against choirs, male voice choirs, you know, being established a long time. And so we went and we sang two numbers. One of them, which we have in our repertoire, says a Robin. And I also recall the adjudicator saying his comments were that obviously the tone was not right, but it was a very, very enthusiastic choir. which it always stuck on my mind, I think, enthusiastic.
Anyway, that's one of the things that's endured a bit, actually, isn't it? Because the Dalesmen usually are enthusiastic about this thing.
It has been the comments over the years that, you know, the sound of the Dalesmen, even though there may not be many of them, they do have that.
When they sound, can give it some welling.
Yes, yes. And so, you know, there's always been men with plenty of the lungs have been full.
But can you remember some occasions where in those early days where it kind of didn't go according to plan, let's put it that way?
Well, I remember one concert that we did at Glasdale. It wasn't the fact the concert is that we all got there, and unfortunately our musical director Colin Throop, he decided he thought the concert was a loft. So here we are all waiting. And he's waiting for us at Loftus.
So what was the outcome there? Did you manage to meet up?
Well, as far as I recall, we sang the concert without him.
Oh, really?
Because he didn't know where we were. But we thought, well, we found out on Tuesday night he'd come to Loftus. Dynamite concerts, he was very much involved there. But on one occasion, I remember him coming to Danville Village Hall, and we had the Green Howards band, and that time there was a lot of conflict going on in Northern Ireland, bombs and everything.
Oh, yes, my goodness me, yes.
And when they all turned up, with Leon Britt being there, there was more security outside than we saw. And Dan be dead feet.
It's one way of building the audience up.
Yes, it was incredible to see all these plain-clothed people stood outside of Woody's.
Have you got any little stories?
One, I think, in particular, does stand out, and that was that, going back to the Garland ideas, is that I did have a connection with friends of mine. They used to do the little theatre in Middlesbrough, and they used to do all the sound and lighting, because he was like stage manager. And so what I did, I recorded his services to do all the lighting for one of our gallery, and it came along. And that evening, it was obviously Colin had got one of these top, people from down London, and we performed with him on stage on certain songs. Well, what happened that evening, we were all there in position, and down the village hall, he was right at the very back, he was to climb up some stairs, and the lighting equipment was from there, so spotlights everywhere. Well, little did we know, he got to put 10 pence pieces in the meter. And we all started singing. And all at once, the meter ran out. And it went into pitch black. So, but the beauty about it, we continued singing. He didn't know what was happening, so he dashed down the stairs, ran out the village yard, ran around the back, and asked one of the people, so what's happened? Said, oh, didn't you realise you had to put 10 pence in the meter to keep the lights going? So, near the end of the song, the lights all came back on again. So, we finished the song, and the applause was absolutely marvellous. But, what the artist thought of it was, quite hilarious. But this poor chap who was being used to, the lighting in a theatre like Middlesbrough, thought of it. But it was a bit annoying. But that was, probably...
That's a classic, isn't it?
One of the experiences that I always recall.
I suppose the test would have been whether you're still in time with the conductor.
Yeah, that's right. We couldn't see the conductor. We couldn't see anybody. But we just sang along. And yes, I think that was a really good experience. But yeah, and like some of the guys who had never flown before, that was an experience. So the farmers who had never left the Whitby district, and they were asking them to go to Norway by plane.
Yes, suddenly.
Yes.
Airborne.
Yes. And getting them on the plane and sitting them down, and some of these people, they were quite large, so we had to make sure that they got the front seat, make sure there's plenty of leg room, and there were wide seats. That was in the 90s. Can't call the exact date, but that was a really experience, especially for some of the choir members I've never flown before.
Oh, I can imagine so. Yes, yes.
And it was quite. How do we manage to make sure that all the chaps don't get lost in the airport? Things like this. it was like gathering sheep up. So we came up with a brilliant idea that all the men, wherever they were, they would wear straw hats. So if we saw a white straw hat with a green bow around,
disappearing into the distance,
we knew that we were one of the dealsmen.
Come back.
And, so in a crowded airport, like Manchester Airport and then Toronto Airport, you must wear your hat. Which was quite funny, but travelling over there to the different areas, it's a case of 2 days there, 1 day there, 1 day there. We did a lot of travelling, but it was a very, very good experience.
Settle down in the choir and get to know the fellow choir members. There is a certain, there's a quality of friendship and support there as well, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I've had members that I've asked to join, and they have joined, and then maybe after a month, they said, "Oh, Colin, I don't think I can do this." I said, "Look, just hang in there, do this." And once they've gone that extra mile and realise now they love it, and they say, I wish I'd joined years ago. That's a lot of people said, I wish I'd joined the choir.
Yeah, well, perhaps that's a good note to finish on. Thanks very much, Colin. That's absolutely brilliant.
Thank you very much. Okay.